Tathagata. So, now, for the Dragonfly Sutra to be optimally effective, all recitations follow the same format. There are, in total, 55 words arranged in 11 lines. Some of these lines are short, they only have 3 words. Others are longer, have 5 or more words. The procedure is to break down or stagger the recitation. That is to say that it begins with the first 4 lines. So in this little recording, you have a demonstration of the first 4 lines. Everyone starts with the first 4 lines and practices them until a certain point when something tells you to go on, to move on. Then you move on to the 5th line and half of the 6th line. Now the 6th line of the Dragonfly Sutra is obviously in the middle of the 11 lines. There are 5 above it and 5 below it. Think of them as the 2 wings, the 2 sets of wings. So the 6th line divides one set of 5 from the other set of 5, the beginning set and the closing set. And the 6th line has a comma in it. And it's the only punctuation in the Dragonfly Sutra. So think of the comma as like the hinge. Dragonfly wings are hinged. Comma is like the hinge. The sutra is hinged. So the first group of recitation is 4 lines. Then you go to 5.5 lines to the comma. Then you go to the full 6 lines. And after that, you pick up the second or concluding part of the recitation by picking up the remaining 5 lines, 1 at a time. And that's the perfect formula for how it works. It's constructed to work that way. So, purpose of this short recording is simply to demonstrate the first 4 lines. Tathagata, the beat of wings.
Tathagata, the beat of wings.
Moving on air.
The beat of wings moving on air.
Stirred by wings.
The beat of wings moving on air. Stirred by wings.
That flutter then and there.
The beat of wings moving on air. Stirred by wings that flutter then and there.
Tathagata. And, by the way, do not write it down.